Hospital, Jamie Straka and Jason Whelan had a son, Javen Cam.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
WRCE FM 107.7 and 1450 AM in Richland Center. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. As we hit the 8 o'clock hour, news this hour is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. And by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services. It is 30 degrees at 8 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's moving out today, that big storm that's been drenching the Northeast. It washed out roads, knocked down trees and power lines. Hundreds of thousands of people have no power. This after a day of tornadoes and deadly accidents in the South and blizzards in the Midwest and Northwest. Even Vice President Kamala Harris's aircraft had to divert because of the rain and high winds.
Vice President Harris's aircraft was forced to divert to a Washington area airport after encountering stormy weather Tuesday night as she returned from a trip to Georgia. Harris's press secretary says the plane was diverted from Joint Base Andrews to Dulles International Airport. A person familiar with the matter said the aircraft encountered wind shear as a powerful storm brought high winds and rain to the nation's capital. Wind shear is a sudden shift in wind direction or speed that can be hazardous during takeoff and landing. There were no injuries. I'm Norman Hall.
The investigation into why a piece flew off a Boeing MAX 9 jet last week is focusing on missing bolts.
Federal regulators extend the grounding of some Boeing jets after an Alaska Airlines midair blowout last week where the plane lost a door plug used to cover optional emergency exits. A key question, according to the NTSB, whether bolts used to help secure the door plug in that Boeing 737 MAX 9 jet were ever installed. Alaska Airlines and United both report finding loose bolts after the FAA grounded the jet, suggesting quality issues. The plugs are installed by Spirit AeroSystems, which has a history of manufacturing problems. I'm Julie Walker.
Is Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza genocide? The legal battle begins tomorrow at the UN's top court. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis share the debate stage tonight. Just the two Republican presidential candidates. Frontrunner Donald Trump is skipping it. It's on CNN. This is AP News. Now to America's top priorities. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research conducted a poll in December in which Americans of various backgrounds largely agreed that the government should focus on the economy and foreign policy issues in 2024. But on some issues beyond the economy, views diverged. On the issue of immigration, 43% of Hispanic adults named it as a top priority for government action, as did 36% of white adults and 29% of Asians and Pacific Islanders. But only 19% of black adults said immigration was a top priority. And one quarter of white and Hispanic adults said the U.S. should work on its involvement overseas, compared to 7% for both black and Asian and Pacific Islander adults. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One year, I received a Christmas gift from one of my special education students that encouraged me greatly. He gave me a wall hanging that read, "To the world, you may only be one person, but to this one person, you are the world." Most people in this world strive to make something of themselves, and the world tells them that if they aren't beautiful or rich or famous, they are nobody. Still, other people strive simply to make a difference in the lives of others. We will never completely achieve success as defined by this world's standards because we will always be seeking for more. But we can choose to be the best person that others will encounter by doing as Jesus said, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." When we share ourselves in helping others, we can make the difference in their lives that will mean everything to them. When we show the compassion of Christ for all people, we will be the hands and feet of Jesus. You may be the only Jesus that some people ever see, so let's be the best picture of Jesus that we can possibly be.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Happy New Year from all of us at Court & Main. We are having 50% off all holiday decor now through January 13th. We are also having 25% off on some of our best-selling candles. Get a great deal on Christmas and holiday decor for your home in the following years. Exclusions do apply. See store for details. Stop in to see us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we have a nice quiet day for digging out the driveways and sidewalks with generally quiet conditions, thankfully not too cold either. Snow totals across the region were fairly impressive yesterday, ranging from 12 inches over in Muscadet, 10 inches around Dodgeville, 11.5 over in Plain and Sauk County. In Crawford County, Bagley checking in with 9 inches, about 8.4 inches as well in Gaze Mills. Hillsborough and Vernon County picking up 7.5 inches, and around 6.5 to 7 inches reported around the Richland Center area as well. So plenty of wet, heavy snow to dig out from. We only have a short break before the next weather system comes in from the west tonight. Should bring us a couple more inches of snow. Should be a little bit drier and fluffier compared to what we had yesterday. And then another strong storm coming out of the southern plains, tracking up toward the Great Lakes Friday into early Saturday, could bring us a sizable amount of fluffy, dry snow and plenty of wind, could create some real blowing and drifting issues, followed by bitter cold temperatures by the second half of the weekend, stretching into next week. Today, mostly cloudy, high 31 degrees. Northwest wind up to 10, becoming southwest. Snow likely tonight with an inch or two expected, maybe a few isolated 3-inch totals, low at 21. Tomorrow, chance of flurries early in the morning, staying mostly cloudy, high at 29, west wind between 5 and 10. Snow developing late Thursday night, low 19 degrees, there could be an inch or so. Friday, breezy with snow. Right now, looks like 3 to 5 inches possible, high at 29. Saturday, windy and colder, light snow in the morning, low 12 degrees, high of 17. Sunday, partly sunny, windy and bitter cold, low 8 below 0, high of 2. Monday, staying frigid, partly cloudy and blustery, low 13 below, high of 2. And Tuesday, partly cloudy and breezy, high of just 8 degrees. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently 31 degrees, and right now, looking back at yesterday, between 7.5 and 8 inches of snow across our area, our immediate area. As Tony mentioned, there were some higher totals. 33 was yesterday's high. The record high, 53 in 2012. Record low, 26 below zero in 1988. Last year's high, 38, and a low, 23. Sunset will occur at 4:46 this afternoon. Sunrise time will be at 7:33 tomorrow morning. Here are some other related announcements. The school situation has not changed since yesterday, basically, for most. The two-hour delay is in effect for Boscobel, for the Ithaca District, Fenimore, Lafarge, Richland, including St. Mary and Eagle, also River Valley with a two-hour delay, including St. Luke's and St. John's, Riverdale, Waseca Steuben, Weston District, and Pleasant Ridge Waldorf in Viroqua, all running 2 hours late. Vark routes are also 2 hours late today. Richland County meal sites will be open. There will be home-delivered meals. The only exception is the Germantown location, which will be closed, and there will be no home deliveries. Grant County meal sites will be closed. There will be no home deliveries, and the bus and taxi services are canceled. Richland Center landfill is closed for today. Right now, we're at 31 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, some notes on the high school scene, details on the latest Associated Press poll, and the Badger men's basketball team gets back to action tonight.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. They also thank all their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
A high school schedule in central southern Wisconsin certainly went on the wayside last night. Most of the games were taking place in northern and central Wisconsin, which is usually backwards from it, the way it normally is. But games that were canceled, including Reedsburg at Richland Center Girls, Southwestern at Cuba City, Boscobel at Riverdale, and Darlington and Mineral Point, Fenimore and Iowa Grant, all moved to a later date. And in boys basketball last night, Ithaca and Seneca moved to January 18th. North Crawford and Kickapoo postponed. River Valley's game against Mauston and Wisconsin Dells and Westby will be rescheduled. Games going on this week on Thursday night. Our next featured broadcast, Prairie du Chien at Richland Center in area boys basketball. And speaking of high school boys basketball, the latest Associated Press poll is out. De Pere is the number one team in Division One. Division Two is led by Wisconsin Lutheran. Mount Horeb received some votes. They are tied for eighth place right now, and Onalaska is number 10. Baraboo is an honorable mention. Division Three, St. Thomas More leads the way as the number one rated school. Division Four, it is Mineral Point, and they are number one ranked right now. Division Five, Cashton is third. Potosi is fourth. Columbus Catholic is the number one rated school. Also, North Crawford, undefeated at 11-0, is ranked sixth. And Royal is tied for ninth with a 10-2 mark. The girls' rankings include Verona as a top team in the girls' basketball rankings, number one in Division One. Pewaukee is number one in Division Two. Reedsburg is an honorable mention. Division Three, Waupun is number one rated. Also in Division Four, Laconia is the top-rated team, while Cuba City is ranked ninth. And Mineral Point also received votes this week. Wisconsin Rapids Assumption is number one in Division 5. Argyle Pecatonica is second. And Royal is ranked number four. Belmont is also receiving votes this week in girls' Division 5 ratings. Speaking of basketball, there is some alumni action planned for Richland Center High School on Saturday. Colton Wilson, again, is helping to organize that event for all Richland Center boys basketball alumnus.
Yeah, we actually have a couple guys new this year that weren't here last year. Nick Hallett, graduate from 2003, he'll be coming back this year. And then a couple other guys, Keegan Dre, graduated in 2012, Denzel Connor, 2013. And then just some of the new guys that actually graduated last year, such as Drew Pauls, Tyson Anthony, and Lee Fingerson are also going to be coming back to play. So Coach Pauls and I met, and we divided it by oldest to youngest, and then we kind of put them into four different teams as best we could. We kept them as even as we could as what we thought, skill level was still at this time. So that's how me and Coach Pauls did that.
The Alumni Day is Saturday at Richland Center High School. They're hoping to have some veteran players back. Those veterans were representing pretty well the 80s and early 90s last year.
Yeah, we actually had, let me bring that up, we had a couple guys from the 1990 class, I believe. Jamie Johnson was one of them. And we actually had a couple older guys. Jarrett McDonald played from that year, or I think he was in the 1980s. And then we had Bob Beggs and Matt Fink, who were 1986 and 1987 graduates. And they, I have to say, those three, Bob Beggs, Matt Fink, and Jared McDonald, they had to be three of the more in shape of the players from last year.
If you're an alumnus or you know of one that may not have been contacted, there is still time to be a part of the action on Saturday.
Feel free to contact me. My phone number is 608-604-2852. We ordered some extra shirts, so we do still have some available if anybody wants to put one on Saturday. But yeah, it's open to the public. We want to see as many former Hornets back every year as possible. And I get that a lot of former athletes, they got younger kids and everything. So those weekends, whether they're in sports or anything, can be a little crowded. But we would love to see as many former Hornets as possible.
The games began at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse, the annual Hornet Alumni Day for boys basketball, and the Richland Center Sports Boosters will be serving some good concessions as well during the afternoon. Well, Charlotte Furstall of Plain, Wisconsin, continues to do well at the college level, playing for Wisconsin Superior. The Yellow Jacket Athletics, proud to once again have the Wisconsin National Guard serve as the sponsor of the Yellow Jacket Women's Athlete of the Week Award, and Charlotte has won that for the second time this season. The Yellow Jacket Women's team overwhelmed Northland by a score of 82-31 last week, and Charlotte Furstall was front and center, playing only 16 minutes. She tied for the team lead with 10 points, shooting 5 of 9 from the field. She also grabbed a game-high 9 rebounds. Furstall set a career high with 4 block shots in the game. So congratulations to Charlotte Furstall being named Women Athlete of the Week at Wisconsin Superior. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Wisconsin travels to Ohio State for a Big Ten road game tonight. The Badgers are looking for a fifth straight win. UW has had some success against the Buckeyes, winning 8 of the last 13 meetings. The team is ranked 13th in the latest NET rankings, more important when seeding for the postseason tournament. Wisconsin's schedule is the 15th toughest in the country. Marquette opens a 2-game homestand with tonight's game against Butler. The Golden Eagles swept both meetings last season. Coach Shaka Smart's team has an 11-4 record and is riding a home winning streak of 19 in a row. Good for second best among all college programs. Since Smart arrived in Milwaukee, his teams are 37-4 at home. There was a big upset in college basketball last night. Nebraska over number one ranked Purdue, 88-72. Iowa State upset number two Houston, 57-53. Senior Liza Carlin scored a career-high 30 points. Jordan King had 16, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. And number 23 Marquette beat Seton Hall, 75-54 last night in women's basketball, as Marquette won at Seton Hall for the first time since February 17th of 2019. Jay Crowder's return to the Bucks is getting closer. The 33-year-old veteran player tells reporters he knows that the team's defense has to get better. He says the offense, led by Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, will take care of itself, but the team needs a lot of work on stopping opponents. The absence of Drew Holiday has been felt following the offseason trade. Milwaukee has lost 4 of its last 5 games and faces a big test when the Boston Celtics visit Fiserv, coming up on Thursday. Also in sports, looking at football news, it's looking like the Packers could get 3 injured starters back for Sunday's playoff game in Dallas. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs is considered day-to-day, but could be available. Another wideout, Christian Watson, has been practicing, but was held out of the Bears game after saying he would be available. Tight end Luke Musgrave played in the Bears game, but only 9 snaps. He should be good to go, although another rookie, Tucker Kraft, has played well in his absence. Speaking of playing well, the Badger men's hockey team, they get set for a series, a non-conference series against Lindenwood this weekend. Tyson Dick, who's a member of that team, was asked if he felt like the Badger hockey team could start this well.
I think I see the game really well. That's kind of something I've been gifted with pretty well. So kind of hockey IQ is kind of what I take pride in. And I also think I have a really good stick. I use it well. I have a longer reach for a guy my size. And I think I'm just able to pick pucks out of interesting areas and use it well defensively as well as offensively.
One of the top Wisconsin stories this winter sports season, the Wisconsin men's hockey team and their resurgence. And it's time for baseball fans to start marking their calendars for important dates as Major League Baseball resumes in just over a month. Friday is the deadline for teams and players to exchange arbitration figures. The Brewers' winter warm-up is on the schedule for this weekend in downtown Milwaukee. The international signing period starts Monday, and Hall of Fame voting results will be announced January 23rd. The big date is February 14th, when pitchers and catchers report to the complex in Phoenix for spring training. The first game for the Brewers in the preseason will be against the Padres on February 24th. I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports.
Marshall Agency Realtors' Lee Marshall Broker offers professional real estate service for all types of property, located downtown across from the courthouse in Richland Center. Associated Balance and Hearing Clinic exclusively provides its patients with the most caring and experienced professionals, extraordinary technology, excellent service, and exceptional value. TitleWorks provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area. TitleWorks is proud to support our local youth.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. 'And Sons of the Desert, and I Hope You Dance. Here on WRCL, good advice, no doubt about it. I hope you dance after you get done moving the snow, but don't slip. It's a little icy underneath there, that's for sure. We have entertainment news and trivia in the next few. This is Luke Bryan.
Open my
my side since we had that fight. Can't remember, but maybe I blew you up in the middle of the night again. You were drinking with your friends, you ignored it, but you got it. I get so neurotic about it, baby, 'cause I know you're reading your phone. I can't help from going crazy, thinking you might not be all alone. I wake up, I check it, I shower and I check it. I feel the buzz in my truck and I almost wreck it. I always got it on me, just in case you want me. So if you're looking for my love, I see one of them red lipstick I miss you pictures. I'm on your clock, you're in control. You want me, now baby, go figure. My world's at the tips of your fingers. I get so neurotic about it, baby, 'cause I know you're reading your phone. I can't help from going crazy, thinking you might not be all alone. I check it, I shower and I check it. I feel the buzz in my truck and I almost wreck it. I always got it on me, just in case you want me. So if you're looking for my love, then write it up. Yeah, baby, light it up. I go to sleep, I check it.
So forgive me for what I'm about to say. Big deal, so what? Who cares? First half times that you told me, yeah, it's amazing, it's love.
Diane Rimes, a big deal on WRCO Radio on a Wednesday morning. Well, the Deal or No Deal game show is back, only it's on an island and two reality stars are among the contestants. Deal or No Deal Island will feature competitors looking for briefcases hidden on an island, which will then be used in the game of Deal or No Deal. Among the 13 contestants are Boston Rob Mariano from Survivor and Claudia Jordan from The Celebrity Apprentice. She was a former briefcase model on a previous incarnation of Deal or No Deal. NBC will air a 30-minute preview of the show Saturday after the NFL wildcard game. Deal or No Deal Island premieres on February 26th. And The Sopranos is marking its 25th anniversary with its own TikTok. You can watch any episode in 25 seconds. Should that be too quick, the first two episodes are available on the YouTube channel for HBO's streaming service Max. Robert Eiler and Jamie Lynn Sigler will host a 25th anniversary edition of their podcast, Not Today, Pal, during which they will take fan questions. That will be available on the HBO YouTube channel and all major podcast platforms starting on January 18th. Boy, if you could watch a show in 25 seconds, you'd have a lot more time on your hands, wouldn't you?
Tell me how much hurt can a heart take? Tell me how much wind till the walls cave? You can just stay right there in the pain, or listen to the voice that you hear when you pray. Tell me how much hurt can a heart take before it breaks? When the storm rolls in and the sky won't quit crying, and you've lost more tears than you thought you could ever lose. Oh, I swear somewhere out there the sun is somewhere shining. So drive, baby, drive, baby, drive till it shines on you. Zone, two lanes of freedom, singing Jesus, take the wheel. Now I know what she was feeling. Oh, 'cause I feel it too.
Great advice, Ann Wilson on WRCO Radio, and leave the rain in the rear view. Well, trivia is coming up here in a little bit. We'll see how you do, a sports-related trivia question coming up in just a few here today from WRCO, and a chance to win Wednesday trivia from Walsh's Ace. So good luck with that today. The schedule, the changes have not actually been taking place here lately. Nothing real earth-shattering in terms of weather-related announcements. That is staying about the same. The crews did an amazing job of getting things cleaned up after that major snowfall. And fortunately, the winds died down, and fortunately, the snow stopped. So it was a little easier to get it done for the morning commute this morning. I shouldn't say easier, but it made it maybe a little bit better. And so the cleanup continues. Kind of make way and push it back a ways because we're going to need to pile more, it sounds like. Here's Daryl Singletary.
She'd come home 6 a.m. Tell me she'd been out with friends, and I let her lie. I let her lie. And in the glare of the morning sun, she swore I was her only one, and I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. One teary night, she confessed her sins, but she vowed to never cheat again, and I let her lie. I let her lie. Though she tried, Lord, she could not change, and I only have myself to blame, 'cause I let her lie. I let her lie. 'Cause the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl. We were that small town scandal, but she was my only world. The day I left, no words were said. She was sound asleep on our double bed, and I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie. I let her lie.
Daryl Singletary on WRCO. Looks like we have a staff meeting and I didn't even call it. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. I just got a message from Kristen out of Turbos. They're back open today.
All right.
So they're back open. So... Turbos is open.
So you're going to drive out there and get us some lunch?
I'm out of here.
All right.
No lunch, but I'm out of here.
Oh, you're out of here. All right.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
Well, if you need a ride, give us a call.
Well, I was going to take the Vibe.
Oh, the Vibe?
Yeah, you said it's good.
Nah, I don't let anybody borrow the Vibe. That's a collector piece.
Well, you know? It's definitely a collector something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a collector of a lot of things.
Yeah. Peace Park was right.
Yeah, without question.
Oh, well.
But anyway, but Turbo's just open today, and looking forward to seeing you out there at the home of the hash burger.
Oh, go get us one or two or three.
I think one would feed us all.
I think so. I think it would. Yeah. So. But we could have leftovers.
Yeah. I get some loaded tots, you know.
All right.
Yeah, I'm already getting... I can't eat.
He's on a diet.
Just let you know that Turbo's is open today, so.
That oatmeal's kind of wearing off on you, isn't it? You're going to go get a hash burger.
I'm going to hash burger.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Walsh's Ace is your LED lighting headquarters. LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work and increased road safety. LED lighting is more effective for school learning and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in all buildings, and on the street. Walsh's Ace can answer all your questions and help you with all your needs for LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
All right, trivia time today, sponsored by Walsh's Ace. Your chance to win. Right now, we're gonna play Packer and Cowboys trivia. And there's some Packer fans out there that are just amazing. You know, we throw out a random number and they can tell you like every Packer that wore that number and things like that. So I started out with one question, like, nah, come on, that's too easy. So we're making it a little harder today. We're going back to December 15th, 2013. Packers at the Cowboys. Green Bay trailed 26-3 at halftime. Final score 37-36 Green Bay. There's your dagger. So the question today, it was not Aaron Rodgers who led the comeback. This is not the trivia question. That person that led him back was Matt Flynn. He was the winning quarterback. So the quarterback was a backup to the backup to the backup. The question is, can you name the quarterback that Flynn was backing up? All right, it wasn't Aaron Rodgers, because Rodgers was hurt. Fourth stringer, Matt Flynn. Who was he actually the backup quarterback for at that time for the Packers? 608-647-4155. Good luck. We have found our winner. It took a while today. Congratulations to Bob Smith, who will be winning courtesy of Walsh's, our sponsor of our Wednesday Trivia Quizzy Poo here on WRCO. Walsh's Ace of Richland Center in Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. All right, now the story, the rest of the story. Packers at the Cowboys, December 15th, 2013. Green Bay trailed 26-3 at halftime. Final score 37-36 as Matt Flynn led him back there. He had a great game, total of four touchdowns in the game. So we fast back or go back, rewind, be kind, rewind back to November 12, 2013. Due to injuries to starting quarterback Aaron Rodgers and backup quarterback Seneca Wallace, Matt Flynn was re-signed by Green Bay to be the backup for Scott Tolzien. So there you go. The backup to the backup to the backup. Scott Tolzien, the former Badger quarterback, was actually the guy who was going to be starting, and they picked up Matt Flynn, who had previously been a backup with Green Bay. And Flynn came in and relieved Tolzien midway through the third quarter of a game, November 24th of 2013, leading the Packers back to tie the Vikings at 23. But of course, because of the NFL's new regular season overtime rules, the Vikings got the ball back and scored a field goal. The game ended in a 26-26 tie after Green Bay had taken the early lead. So there you go. There are some names from the past. I think a lot of people probably forgot Seneca Wallace was Aaron Rodgers' backup that year in 2013. That's some fun trivia. Dallas and Green Bay coming up Sunday. How do you feel about it? I don't know. It's just kind of frosting on the old cake that the Packers are even there. We're even talking about it. So I'm not really going to be too worried or bummed out either way, right? Unless it comes down to an Anders Carlson field goal, it's not made or something, then I might be mad. But otherwise, hey, we're good to go.
You made up your mind, got off the couch. You did up your hair, now you're going out. You put on that party dress, even though your heart's a mess. Your friend swung by, you jumped in the car. You walked in here, and now here we are. Putting a hurting on some hoes, and catching up while the band plays. You say you miss the girl you used to be, but I could find her if you let me. I could put a smile right back where your smile goes. Dreams back in what you see when your eyes close. I'll be the buzz that you feel when you sip slow. Slow dance right back in your dirt road. I could put the sun right back in your sunshine. Bring a little love back into your late night. Ain't gotta be nothing more than one more drink, and maybe I can take the blue out of your brown eyes, baby. And that wild side that you learned to tame, she rolled in like a midnight train, almost like she never left here. And I'll be ready, baby, when she gets here. I can put the smile right back where you smile. Those dreams back in what you see when your eyes close. I'll be the buzz that you feel when you sip slow. Slow dance right back in your dirt road. I can put the sun right back in your sunshine. Bring a little love back into your late night. Ain't gotta be nothing more than one more drink, and baby, I can take the blue out of your brown eyes, baby. Smile those dreams back in what you see when your eyes close. I'll be the buzz that you feel when you sip slow. Slow dance right back in your dirt road. I can put the sun right back in your sunshine. Bring a little love back into your late night. Ain't gotta be nothing more than one more drink, and maybe I can take the blue out of your brown eyes, baby. Take the blue out of your brown eyes, baby.
I'm jealous of the blue jeans that you're wearing and the way they're holding you so tight. I'm jealous of the moon that keeps on staring. So lock the door and turn out the night. I want you all to myself. We don't need anyone else. Let our bodies do the talking. Let our shadows paint the wall. I want you here in my arms. We'll hide away in the dark. Slip your hand in my back pocket. Go and let your long hair fall. I want you all to myself, to myself. I'm jealous of the song that you've been singing and the way it's rolling off your lips. It might be selfish, but I'm thinking I don't need nothing between you leaning for another kiss.
Time coming up from WRCO, then our morning show time. Here is Lobo.
I remember to this day the bright.